God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to nourish and strengthen us, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, and this one verse. And this is in the Gospel, the second chapter, and before he's taken to the temple to be circumcised. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about this one phrase. And I want you to think about it all the way through and even when you go home. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we gather here the first Sunday of the church year. The last week have seen many things happen. Some good, some not so good, and some really rotten things. But we enter the world and the new year in Jesus' name. You know, as I advance more in years, New Year's Eve that comes isn't very spectacular anymore. It's not glittering in gold. It's not being a trumpet blaring. It just kind of comes in like a lamb, like quiet. And the next day, which is January 1st, it's just like any other day. But in the name of Jesus, we begin a new year. We become very reflective of the last year and wonder if this year will hold more blessings and more positivity than negative things. But you see, we live in a very cruel world. We live where there's wars and rumors of wars. We live among people who don't care really about life. Not at all. There's carjackings. And we thank the Lord that we're living around Byron and Lake City, Minnesota, where crime is not a statistic that happens every day. And yet, we still live in this cruel world. A world where people are drifting away from God and His Word. People are drifting away from listening to His Word, following His Word. And this is the world that our Lord calls us to live in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we live. We live with distress that happens. We live with concern for our bodily welfare. We live in a world that tends to give more credence to more money, fancy cars, combines, and tractors. Those are the best things that came on the market. This is the world we live in. We live with joys. We live with births, baptisms, confirmations, wedding anniversaries. All those kinds of joys. But we also live with the other things, the sorrows, the troubles, the temptations. The wondering where God is. Sometimes doubting. Sometimes angry. Sometimes worry. This is the world we live in and the life that we have. In the name of Jesus, we come before each other to encourage one another. Even though this is the first Sunday in the new year, it still brings blessings. The blessing of God, the blessing of peace, the blessing of joy. When I say the blessing of peace, it's not between nations or people. It's between God and man, the peace that Christ gave us. In his life, suffering, death, and resurrection, he has made peace with God. So God, through his prophets and apostles, wrote the Holy Word. And in that word, the psalmist says that God puts away our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from him. And in Jeremiah the prophet writes God's word, I will not remember your sins. So this is the essence of being a Christian, the essence of being a believer in Jesus, that Jesus has atoned for our sins, that Jesus has taken away our sins and given us the benefits of life everlasting, forgiveness of sins, and a new life. It's a wonderment for us. It's a wonderment that he forgives us when we have been guilty of so many sins. Sins that we remember, sins that we don't remember. Jesus suffered for all those sins. And so he gives us the peace and the joy. This first Sunday of the year, in the name of Jesus, we begin and continue our living. In the name of Jesus, we were brought into his kingdom through holy baptism. In the name of Jesus, we hear his gospel of life everlasting. The gospel that he taught his disciples and that he shared in that last night of his life among them. He told them about many things. He told them about the mansions in heaven and that he would prepare a place for everyone. And when he came back, he would take everyone who believes in him to be in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we remember that. We remember what Jesus really did for us and what he continues to do. And he says to his disciples, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, or let it be fearful. He wants us to know that he's always present with us and through all of our life. In the name of Jesus, we celebrate. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we gather together to strengthen one another, because we know Satan is out there. And as Peter said and wrote in his first epistle, the 5th chapter, Satan, the devil, is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, seeking us. So in the name of Jesus, we continue our life in his strength and in his name as our personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, we become his witnesses. We witness to Jesus and we witness for Jesus. And it's easy to do here. It's easy to do in church because we're together. We know what we believe. We confess. Try saying in the name of Jesus in your community. Try saying in the name of Jesus with a group of friends that you gather around the coffee table. Think about saying in the name of Jesus at school gatherings, concerts, basketball, football, whatever games are being played. Son Andrew played football. And he played for International Falls. And one game we went to, and the coaches were in the coaches' box, both of Greenway of Coleraine and International Falls. And we were probably about four or five rows down from the box. And all of a sudden, International Falls gets the ball and they go around the end, and the coach in the box starts yelling at them. And all of a sudden, he said some unflattering words that the crowd could hear. And I looked back at him and I said, "That's my Lord Jesus you're taking today." He slammed the window. The next week, I thought, "Well, Karen, I can't stand it anymore." I wrote a letter to the superintendent of schools at Greenway, Coleraine, and expressed my displeasure of the action of his coaches. I didn't hear back from him, so I kind of figured the letter was thrown into file 13. But in the name of Jesus, we are to stand. In the name of Jesus, we're to tell others who we belong to. The Apostle Paul wrote in the 14th chapter, I read it this morning for my devotion. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And the Lord knows our names. Even though people don't remember our names, or even there's a John Doe. And as we enter this new year, we remember that Jesus remembers us and remembers our name. In 1945, there was a deaf, blind teenager who was found wandering the streets of Jacksonville, Illinois. He was severely retarded, and we would say mentally challenged. Since no relatives could be located, and he was blind and deaf, couldn't tell the people who he was, that he was placed in a state institution as John Doe number 24. He spent the rest of his life there and died at what was guessed age 64 from a stroke. The Associated Press told the story under the headline, "John Doe 24 takes his secret to the grave." At a brief graveside ceremony, a woman asked if anyone had any words to say. No one did. No one knew his name. We are entering this new year, 2026, as a precious, valuable child of God. For God knows each and every one of our names. In the name of Jesus, amen.